Hey, everybody. Simon Rettner here. Welcome to The Checkout. You can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, produced right here at WBGO. Keywords, your jazz public radio station. Before we bring you our new show with Billy Martin from Modesky, Martin & Wood, they have a new recording out that sounds fantastic called Omnisphere, and it features the Renegade Chamber Ensemble Alarm Will Sound. Well, before we bring you that show and that fantastic music, a message for you. Really, only three times a year, we want to reach out and speak directly to you, our listeners, folks who maybe enjoy The Checkout on the radio or in digital form, maybe as a podcast or streaming on WBGO.org. If you do enjoy this program, well, you can help financially support it. As you know, we are a public radio station, and that's the only way we can bring you this commercial-free programming. And for $60, that's just a contribution of $5 a month, you can become a member of WBGO. Or maybe you have some money to burn. For a $200 contribution a month, you can become a jazz ambassador. There are many levels in which you can give to support your favorite public radio station. Each level comes with its own perks and benefits, and you can learn about becoming a WBGO member by going to wbgo.org/support. That's wbgo.org/support. And you can learn how to keep shows like this on the air and on the web or directly to your mobile device as a podcast. Again, that's wbgo.org/support to learn all the different levels that you can be a WBGO member. And if you do give us a contribution, which I hope you do, give us a shout. We always love to hear from our listeners, and thank you. Again, that's wbgo.org/support to make your financial contribution. And now, on with the show with drummer Billy Martin, recorded at the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Hi, this is Billy Martin, drummer from Modesky, Martin & Wood, and you are listening to my music on The Checkout at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Well, this is, you know, the first project where Modesky, Martin & Wood worked with a chamber orchestra and composed and shared original compositions to perform live in Denver, Colorado, and Boulder, Colorado. Alarm Will Sound is a great chamber orchestra organization that functions as a small group, as a large orchestra. So people know me as a drummer and a percussionist with Modesky, Martin & Wood, and not as a composer per se, especially a chamber music composer, but I've been doing it for the past 10 years. I've been writing little by little, figuring out ways to express myself melodically, harmonically, and in other ways using chamber music, whether it's a string quartet or 11-piece chamber orchestra. You know, I've released this music over the years, but no one knows me as a piano player, and I don't consider myself a piano player. It's just another tool that I use to find my way and hope that something might happen that I like and try to shape it. And my process of composing is different every time, you know. I happen to be playing my piano and recording just my improvisation, and I decided to play it back and record over that. And it really was just like two voices speaking on the piano in a very free way. And that ended up being, for me, a magical combination that I wanted to realize sometime. So when this opportunity came up, I wanted to realize it in a chamber music situation. So I sent it to the Alarm Will Sound folks, and they loved it, and they wanted, they basically had one of their folks transcribe it and arrange it in a way that it was open enough that we could work in rehearsal and figure out the best way to perform it. And we wanted to use this with 21 instruments, from, you know, woodwinds to strings to percussion, and Modesky, Martin & Wood as well, you know, our instrumentation. Thank you. This music is really our exploration into how we can sort of work together, you know, as an organism. So I wrote a piece called Choral Sea. It's based on this piano improvisation I did, two piano improvisations juxtaposed together. And it's a very, you know, expressionistic piece. So impressionistic, both really. So I called it Choral Sea because it was really, you know, I was thinking about my impression of first time I went snorkeling in Bermuda with my parents when I was like 9 years old. And I grew up in New York City, so, you know, there wasn't any tropical fish around or anything like that. Really couldn't see in the underwater, even at Jones Beach, but that was like a magical experience for me, and I thought it worked really well with the music. So you can imagine swimming in this beautiful coral garden, floating around and having this slow epiphany. When I had that experience, my dad took me snorkeling, you know, on some beach in Bermuda. We were on a cruise and we had like a day off, so they took me to the beach, put a snorkel and a mask on. And when I went in the water, I was like changed. It was like the most incredible experience I'd ever had. I didn't know these things existed in the water and how beautiful. And it was a very lush, beautiful coral reef that we swam over. So at that age, I was reading books, looking into like schools when I get older to become a marine biologist or an oceanographer or even a fisherman at that. And over time, the music and the drumming, you know, having a drum set around and experimenting with music eventually became more important in my life. But the love for the sea and the ocean and all of that is still deep, deep, you know, no pun intended, deep, deep inside of me. Has a very strong presence, and actually, I mean, this leads to writing the soundtrack to a film called The Shell Collector, which takes place in Okinawa, this beautiful tropical island in southern Japan. It's a story about an academic shell collector who's blind. It's based on an award-winning Pulitzer Prize, right, you know, this short story called The Shell Collector. And so anyway, I got this gig writing the music for it, and Choral Sea was actually used. I recorded a different version of that with Alarmal Sound, and we ended up using that in the film. This sort of love of the ocean and marine life and all the diversity and the beauty that is part of who I am, you know, it's part of my music, and, you know, sort of folds in and out of everything I do. This is Billy Martin again, and you just listened to my composition Choral Sea, performed by Modesky Martin Wood and Alarmal Sound for this live performance in Denver that ended up becoming this great record, Omnisphere. Omnisphere is basically represents the sound and musical expression possible, all of them. It's a field of that represents almost like a many universes, you know. So it's sort of like a universe, and this imagery is just really just kind of like a simple graphic image of that, the sphere of all possible sound. It's like the album cover is my artwork called Omnisphere. It's a line drawing, it's a improvised mechanical drawing is what I call it. It looks like what I call is the omnisphere, which is the, you know, it represents sort of almost like a graph and a sense of all the possible sounds, musical expression. Omnisphere, I used. I wrote an article in Zorn's Arcana series about it. I had another Omnisphere drawing there. It's kind of a theme that keeps coming in and out of my teaching as well as, you know, visual art. There's another composition that I really fell in love with is by Caleb Burhans. He's incredible multi-instrumentalist. He plays violin, guitar, and all these things. And he composed a piece of music. It's called O Ye of Little Faith. And in parentheses, do you know where your children are? And it is, in a sense, like mine, that it has a long arc and it slowly builds. But his is much more dramatic. It actually builds and builds and builds to this beautiful, almost like a fireworks of emotion, and slowly builds and pulsates, and just, it's simple, yet it's extremely emotional. And for me, I like had a very emotional response to it, and I thought it was just gorgeous, you know. When we were in St. Louis, we were rehearsing all of the different music that we were bringing to the table for Alarm Will Sound with Modesky Martin Wood. So we were already had arrangements of the music, we were presenting them. And then when we got to the first venue and we were sound checking, there was this piece that they were going to perform live, but not consider as, it wasn't something that Caleb wrote for Modesky Martin Wood. They were doing a Alarm Will Sound had one short segment where they presented some music in the live performance where it wasn't written for Modesky Martin Wood. They had like a maybe played two pieces before they introduced Modesky Martin Wood in the live context. And it was Caleb's piece. And I just fell in love with it. It was at a rehearsal, you know, it was at a sound check. And I asked Caleb and Alan Pearson, you know, if we could use this on the record, it was okay, and they said it was fine. So that's how it ended up on the record. It wasn't intentionally written for Modesky Martin Wood. Thank you. Hey, this is Billy Martin. Thank you for listening to my music on The Checkout. And this last piece we're going to listen to, or at least part of this piece, because it's a very long composition, and it runs about 20 minutes in entirety, that we performed in Denver with Alarmal Sound. It goes to a lot of places. I would say that it's more of a suite, the continuous suite that John Medeski just, you know, wrote out and arranged this amazing journey. Talk about an adventure. The whole record's an adventure, but this one piece is an adventure. It's called Eye of Ra. John, you know, he really exercised all of his orchestration, arranging, pushing some of the instrumentation into areas. And, you know, it starts off right away with just sort of this, like, rainbow of sounds and, you know, floating around somewhere in the universe. And then eventually it straightens out into this sort of, like, almost like a rock beat and, like, you know, big horn arrangements. And Caleb is playing this great guitar lick that John wrote, and, you know, we're grooving along, and then it breaks up again into a whole other orchestral, you know, sort of kaleidoscope, and it just goes on in and out and in and out of these worlds. So in a sense, this represents the Omnisphere, the title of the record too, because it's talk about it, all the possible sounds of expression, and you're just, you know, weaving in and out, dancing through each other in that way. Thank you.
The Eye of Ra, composed by John Medeski, here performed by Medeski, Martin, and Wood, joining the chamber orchestra Alarm Will Sound on the new recording Omnisphere. If you enjoyed this show, please give us a review on iTunes and Stitcher, where you can subscribe to the podcast, always hosted on our homepage at wbgo.org. And while you're there, hey, if you're there already, go to wbgo.org/support and support shows that support new music, like The Checkout. Again, wbgo.org/support to make your financial contribution. I hope you will. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.